Haha, there are no pros to living in Santa Rosa. Overpriced everything, boring and filled with druggies, fires nonstop half the year, really bad, stupid, dumb drivers. I work in retail and have to see the stupidest people around me all day like chickens with their head cut off. Haha, I guess that's one of the most entertaining pros about Santa Rosa.
What? What's up, guys? My name is Danny M. Cronin. I'm a real estate agent here in beautiful Sonoma County with W Real Estate. And welcome to the Living in Sonoma County podcast, where you will be able to access basically everything you need to know about this beautiful county of ours, living in, moving to, things to do, things to avoid, and everything in between. This podcast is specifically for people who live in Sonoma County or plan to move to Sonoma County. So if that is you, make sure you subscribe to this channel, follow it, whatever platform you're listening on. I'm going to be releasing weekly content every single Friday. So don't miss that. Subscribe to the channel. And without further ado, let's get into this week's episode. In this week's video, we got an interesting one for you. I have recently seen so many negative comments on my YouTube channel in regards to Sonoma County, Santa Rosa, and all the cities that I cover. I figured I would kind of pick out the best ones, and by best, I mean the most negative ones ever, because there are a lot of them. So I'm gonna pick these up. I'm looking at them right now on my computer here. I'm gonna read you guys the top negative ones. I'm gonna give you my thoughts on them. And wow, this is gonna be a good one. Piner Cafe, Jesus Christ, if you want some effing addict making your food and a waitress with HIV that didn't graduate grammar school, sure. So what this fine young man is referring to in one of the videos about Santa Rosa, it was five reasons not to move to Santa Rosa. And I give you kind of, my opinions on the city and what we can improve in and things like that. But I do point out some good areas of Santa Rosa where there's a lot to do. I mentioned Piner Cafe being one of my favorite breakfast places to go to. And apparently this gentleman does not agree. I have lived in Santa Rosa for 35 years. It becomes more of a pit every single year. Now, this is something that's really interesting to me because I get this comment. It seems like every other week I download a video, but it's trying to help understand the older generation that the newer generation is a little bit different, right? We operate differently. We're from different eras. So we are just completely different people. So with that being said, with the new generation coming up in Santa Rosa, the people are different. So naturally, the atmosphere of the city is going to change a little bit, right? So it's always interesting talking to an older person on the phone, in person, whatever it is, and they always talk about how great the city of Santa Rosa is or was back in the day and versus what it is today. And I guess it's a night and day difference for some people. It's funny though, because it's all subjective, right? What he thinks may be terrible, the next person might not think is so bad. My husband and I tried Santa Rosa for 9 months. We didn't find any friendly people. We felt like space travelers and had landed there. Wow. People were already involved in their own cliques and made us feel like invaders. We tried, am I screwing that up? No, they screwed it up. We tried and met with disinterest. I think they were saying we tried and we were met with disinterest. Went back to Los Altos Hills, very nice area. Maybe we just didn't belong there. Interesting. I always like to say we are who we surround ourselves by. So for this person, I would say, surround yourself with better people. Your life is going to be so much better off that way. I find it really hard to believe that everywhere you went in Santa Rosa was all clicked up and everybody was mean to you and you did nothing wrong. I mean, I don't know. That just kind of seems a little fishy to me. Moving right along here, Santa Rosa is the best. Wow, would you look at that? What's that doing in here? This is supposed to be negative. Haha, there are no pros to living in Santa Rosa. Overpriced everything, boring and filled with druggies. Fires nonstop half the year. Really, really, really. Three reallys. Bad, stupid, dumb drivers. Bad, stupid, dumb. But there were bad, stupid, and dumb. I work in retail and have to see the stupidest people run around all day like chickens with their heads cut off. Ha ha, I guess that's one entertaining pro about Santa Rosa. You know, I always get fired up when I see a comment and it starts with ha ha. I know it's going to be a good time. So, you know, this person right here, you know, and listen, Santa Rosa might not be for everybody, right? It depends where you come from. Maybe it's a nicer area. Then you come here and you're like, what the heck? Or you're born and raised here and you think this is the best place around. I understand there are, again, different places for different people. So for this person, I would kind of weigh our pros and cons, right? There's two ways I like to look at life. We can either sit around and complain about everything, or we can actually do something about it, make the change we need to make so we don't have to complain anymore. So much easier, right? So for this person, I would suggest, you know, maybe this is not the area for you. And in regards to overpriced everything, I always find that interesting when I see that or people throw the word around affordable. Again, it's all very, very, very subjective, right? So what's overpriced to this person may not be overpriced to the next person, but at the end of the day, this is this person's opinion. I do value it. Fires nonstop half of the year. That one doesn't make sense. Now it's no secret at this point, you know, 2017, we were hit with the Tubbs fire, which devastated a lot of Santa Rosa. But since then, I like to think that they've made, you know, a lot of adjustments in moving forward, especially with this heat right now. This week, every single day has been 100 degrees or higher. No fires, none, zero. So I think we're making a step in the right direction there. But yeah, for this person, you know, hey, maybe Santa Rosa is not for you. Why am I watching this? Bye. Ah, man, that one really broke my heart. Wow, good job. I love Santa Rosa. I'm happy because I'm living here 4 years now. Amazing video. Thanks for that. Bunch of hearts. Thank you. Haha, the guy's a realtor. He's one of the guys responsible for pushing up home prices and making it so everyone's homeless. Wow. But the parasitic one percenters. Way to go, dude. Thanks a lot. Claire Mancuso. This is interesting. Again, this comment started with the word ha-ha. So right off the bat, we knew it wasn't going to be a good one. And for the sake of argumental purposes, usually I would not even entertain this comment. But since we're on this topic, it's a great time to talk about it. So I think a lot of people have misconceptions about real estate agents. We're the ones to blame for the crazy houses that are overpriced and for people buying homes overpriced and interest rates going up and making it so expensive. What's funny is the way the real estate market actually works is when I go to sell your home, the very first thing I'm going to do is I'm going to pull up your home. I'm going to find homes around it similar to yours, meaning same bedroom, bathroom, square footage, lot size, upgrades. We're going to try to narrow it down as much as we possibly can. I'm going to find homes around it that are just like yours that have sold, not were listed, not came off the market, but have actually sold. And I'm going to look at those. I'm going to compare yours to them. And that's how we're going to come up with a price for your home. The interesting thing is when those homes that when I look at the value of your home, I look at other ones that have sold. Now, we have to think about when a property sells, regardless of the asking price or what the market's doing, a home is only worth what someone is willing to pay for it, right? So let's say I take a house that's worth $700,000. Like that's the absolute max it's worth, right? $700,000. And I say, you know what? I'm going to list this house for $800,000, which by the way, I have to get obviously the approval of the homeowner, right? So this is a conversation I have with all of my sellers. Hey, here's what the market's doing. Here's what the comps say. How would you like to price your home? Some people want to overlist it. Some people want to list it right at market value. But let's just say for the sake of this argument, I do list that $700,000 home for $800,000. Now, when a buyer comes to look at that house, before they put in an offer, if their agent is a good agent, they're going to run comps in that neighborhood to see what that home is actually worth, right? So if they actually do their homework and they're going to see that that house is only worth $700,000, do you think they're going to get an offer at $800,000? The point I'm trying to make here is we have to do our homework. We, as I am saying, is in context of everyone, the end consumer, people, we have to do our homework. But at the end of the day, you're going to be advised by your agent on what to do. But at the end of the day, it's your choice what you choose to do, right? And again, like I said in the beginning, a house is only worth what someone is willing to pay for it. We judge these numbers off of homes that have already sold, meaning those people thought those houses were worth that number and they ended up buying them. You know, this is an argument I hear people say all the time. Realtors are pushing prices up. And I hear interest rates, like we're responsible for the interest rates. I don't really understand that one. But for this guy, I just got to say, God bless you. Moving right along, this dude was definitely picked on. This dude was definitely picked on as a kid. FYI, corruption is everywhere. Watch what people can afford legally. So this isn't necessarily a shot at Santa Rosa. This is more so a shot at me. Apparently I was picked on as a kid. So, you know, it is what it is. Moving right along. I thumbs down any video that starts off with "What's up, guys?" or some variation. I did respond to this guy and I said, "Hey man, if you don't like that, then you're not gonna like any of my videos. It's my line. It's what I say in every single one of my videos. So, you know, it's going to be a problem for this guy." And by the way, his name on YouTube is Me. Kind of one thing you have to, look out for on YouTube. There's a lot of fake accounts and stuff like that. So can't really take this hate too personally. "Must feel nice to sleep in a home while the majority of Santa Rosa is sleeping on park benches, cars, sidewalks, buses, etc." Again, another topic that comes up every once in a while is the homelessness in Santa Rosa. Specifically, you know, when people talk about Sonoma County, this is something that comes up. And I gotta say, there are homeless people everywhere. I just came back from Santa Barbara. We were visiting my wife's parents. They own a house there. And absolutely beautiful. If you've ever been to Santa Barbara and you have anything bad to say about it, you're absolutely crazy, because that place is gorgeous. Literally beaches that are within view anywhere, wherever you are in Santa Barbara, you can see a beach. It's incredible. They have like the best restaurants there ever. Everything is clean. The sidewalks are nice. But there are homeless people there, right? And it's a very clean, clean place, beautiful place to be, amazing place to live. And there are homeless people there. So I think this isn't necessarily just a local issue. I think this is a worldwide issue, right? Right now, obviously, we are experiencing high numbers of inflation. I think that has a lot to do with maybe the rising increase in homeless people. You know, every single neighborhood's a little bit different in Santa Rosa. Obviously, they're not all the same. But, you know, I guess you just got to do your research and figure out what area is best for you in Santa Rosa if this is an issue. But something to address. "Affordable ? You must be joking." Again, a word that's very, very, very subjective. What's affordable to me may not be to him, and vice versa. Marcy, not sure if that's a boy, but and it's a word I don't throw out there lightly when I'm making my videos, and I do throw that word around every once in a while, and I'm saying it as affordable in the sense of X, or hey, if this neighborhood is listed at this price and you're looking for something more affordable, we should look over here. It's not to say that I think $500,000 is affordable. That's not what I'm saying. What I do say is I put it into context. This is a neighborhood that's selling in the $700,000 mark. If you need something a little bit more affordable, there are other options for you. Whatever the number is. So I understand why this person may be upset, but it's not what I mean. "Many of what you said is wrong, but I admire your way of getting lost in romantic banter. Very, very, very charming." Thank you. And that is going to wrap up this week's episode of the podcast, guys. I hope you enjoyed it. If you did, please do me a huge favor. Share it with someone who needs to hear it, whether that's someone who wants to move here or someone that currently lives here. I would really, really, really appreciate the share. And please don't forget, I make all this content, do all these things, but at the end of the day, I am a real estate agent here to serve you or maybe someone you know. So if you happen to know of anyone looking to move in or out of Sonoma County, I would love the referral. I greatly, greatly appreciate you guys. Please also make sure if you are a video person, check us out on YouTube. All you got to do is search Living in Sonoma County. I will pop right up. Hit that subscribe button for weekly content. And again, thank you guys so much for watching / listening. I greatly, greatly appreciate each and every one of you. Again, if there's something I can ever do for you, please do not hesitate to reach out. Instagram, DM, Danny M. Cronin. Hit me up on YouTube. I'll put my contact information below so you have someone to reach out to if that arrives. But that's going to wrap this one up, guys. Again, follow it. Weekly content every single Friday. Thank you so, 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 so much. And we'll see you all on the next one.